Ishtar is brought to helpless tears by her failure. Standing on top of the city wall, she cries out, "Not only did Gilgamesh slander me, now the brute has killed his own punishment, the Bull of Heaven." This is funny, but with an uncomfortable kind of humor that depends on the humiliation of the villain. How many of us nowadays can enjoy Shylock's anguished, ridiculous cry, "My daughter! Oh, my ducats! Oh, my daughter!" Even when the villainess has just murdered 300 people, one doesn't like to take pleasure in her pain. Enkidu, however, is not so delicate. When Enkidu heard these words, he laughed. He reached down, ripped off one of the bull's thighs, and flung it in Ishtar's face. "If only I could catch you, this is what I would do to you. I would rip you apart and drape the bull's guts over your arms." Here again, as in the killing of Humbaba, Enkidu is the more extreme of the two friends. As with the hero's ethic, Enkidu has gotten on Gilgamesh's high horse and ridden it so far that Gilgamesh seems almost temperate in comparison. This final heaping of insult upon insult, as energizing as it is shocking in its hubris and sheer outrageousness, is clearly dangerous, especially when your opponent is a goddess. What makes it so grotesquely funny is the combination of innocence and cruelty, in which there is more than a passing resemblance between Ishtar and the two heroes. Later that day, after the victory parade, when Gilgamesh boasts and does his victory strut, he reminds us of a champion athlete who not only crushes his opponent, but flips him the bird. "Tell me, who is the handsomest of men? Tell me, who is the bravest of heroes? Gilgamesh, he is the handsomest of men. Enkidu, he is the bravest of heroes. We are the victors who in our fury flung the bull's thigh in Ishtar's face, and now in the streets she has no one to avenge her." There are more intelligent ways to return home after a death that you know has enraged the great gods. If the psychological task of the hero is to gain mastery over the internal monsters by killing the external ones, Gilgamesh has been radically unsuccessful. Killing Humbaba and the bull has given him no greater control over himself and his own arrogance. Enkidu's arrival may have provided some balance for him, at least he has stopped oppressing the citizens of Uruk. But if the gods expected that Enkidu would provide peace for the king as well as for the city, they are sadly mistaken. Gilgamesh will have to learn limits another way. It is obvious that Book 6 is a separable episode that could be omitted without any loss of continuity. The heroes kill Humbaba in Book 5, and in the death of Enkidu at the end of Book 7, they suffer the results of their act. But the progression to tragedy would seem abrupt without the Ishtar episode. Book 6 is a comic interlude, like the satyr play that was performed after Greek tragedies. Obscene, vulgar, high-spirited, irreverent, and rambunctious, letting loose all the energies that will soon enough become contained and very somber.